2021 Talks, where we track the country in uncharted territory.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 27. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Congress quickly approved a special waiver yesterday to allow Lloyd J. Austin, a recently retired four-star Army general, to serve as Secretary of Defense. Normally, an enlisted person must be out of the military for 7 years before heading the department. Congress granted the same waiver 4 years ago to Trump's defense nominee. If confirmed, Austin would be the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. A Senate vote could come today. At the confirmation hearing for Transportation Secretary, nominee Pete Buttigieg focused on safety in another way.
I believe good transportation policy can play no less a role than making possible the American dream.
If confirmed, Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and Democratic presidential primary candidate, would be the first openly gay cabinet member. His critics point to thin experience and mistakes with race relations as obstacles in managing large federal projects. The Senate can't try former President Donald Trump until they receive the article of impeachment from the House. Soon, says Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, now Senate Minority Leader, is reportedly pushing for the trial to start in early February to buy Trump's legal team time to prepare a defense. With reporters now gaining more regular access to the president, one asked if President Joe Biden's 100 million COVID vaccine shots in 100 days goal was a low target, given the high current infection rate.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
That's
a good start.
The Biden administration released a 200-page document yesterday outlining their COVID response strategy. Beyond signing 10 COVID-related executive actions, Biden invoked the Defense Production Act for vaccine production, increasing testing and vaccine distribution, and requiring masks on federal property and interstate travel, including planes, trains, and buses. South Dakota tribal leaders were quick to applaud Biden's permit cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. Some already wrote the new president, demanding quick and decisive action on another pipeline crossing their state, the Dakota Access Pipeline. Chase Iron Eyes, of the Lakota People's Law Project, says seeing Keystone blocked again is encouraging. He hopes Biden will go further.
To uphold federal law, which requires a proper environmental impact statement in the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Activity paused last year after a judge ordered more extensive environmental review. The Dakota Access Pipeline runs along the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Both pipelines face heavy opposition from indigenous communities and their supporters, and both pass through South Dakota and Nebraska, among other states. Immigration groups also welcomed Biden's proposed immigration bill. If approved, it would be the first so-called mass legalization since 1986 during the Reagan administration. Mike Moen contributed reporting. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.